Thank you for joining us, friends, this very special holiday week. We're coming to you on sermonaudio.com at the Whitcomb Ministries pages here. My name is Paul Scharf, and I'm privileged to be sitting this November day with Dr. John Whitcomb. We're actually in Wisconsin right now at a Bible conference. It's a very cold day for this early part of November, but that reminds us, Dr. Whitcomb, that as we're making this recording, we are preparing our hearts for Thanksgiving. Not a lot of attention gets drawn to Thanksgiving in our culture. We see a lot of emphasis on Halloween. We see a lot of emphasis on Christmas, and some of that is not always extremely biblical. But nevertheless, as Christians, we certainly want to not forget to insert in the middle there this month's great holiday of Thanksgiving. When we think of Thanksgiving, Dr. Whitcomb, our minds are drawn back to the wonderful historical lessons we can learn and spiritual lessons we can learn from our pilgrim forefathers. And it's kind of amazing in studying your biography. Some people may not know that you have a connection to the pilgrim fathers. And I wonder if you could tell our listeners all about that today.
Thank you, Paul. It is amazing. It's just a couple of years ago, friends, that I had the privilege of holding a conference near Bangor, Maine, and the pastor graciously took me to find the cemeteries of my ancestors. My father was born in Maine, and my grandfather had all the way back for hundreds of years. In fact, he showed me the cemetery and the tombstone of my great-great-grandfather, John Whitcomb, who came back from the Civil War from a battle of Seven Pines, minus one leg, on a flat car of a railroad train to eke out a living on a rocky farm in Maine to put his son, Clement Colfax Whitcomb, through medical school so that he later became an army surgeon in the Spanish-American War and the First World War became the father of my father, John Clement Whitcomb, Sr., who was an officer, a West Point grad, an officer in First World War and Second World War in Europe. But we began to look for cemeteries back there. In fact, we found the cemetery of my great-great-grandfather and my great-great-great-grandfather all the way back in the early 1800s, and they assured me that the genealogy of the Whitcomb family goes back all the way to a ship that arrived at Plymouth 10 years after the Mayflower. The first John Whitcomb set foot in the state of Massachusetts at that time, of course. It was all Massachusetts, even the state of Maine was then, the first colony up there. Now, of course, we're now celebrating the 400th anniversary of the settlers in Jamestown, Virginia, and 13 years later, in 1620, our pilgrim fathers, as we call them, at great personal sacrifice. I mean, half of them died the first winter. Unbelievable. And the connection with the Indian people there and so forth is fascinating, because that's where the first Thanksgiving was experienced and celebrated, and later, as you know, in American history became a national event, an official event. And I say, Lord, what are we thankful for? I mean, those people died, many of them, when they came here to eke out a living, to start a new life, to find religious liberty and freedom from the oppression of state churches back in Europe. What are we thankful for today? Well, you don't have to look hard to find the answer in the Bible. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit of God, says, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Now notice these words. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. You know, friend, that covers it all, doesn't it? What are we thankful for? Just nice, comfortable homes, or a good Thanksgiving meal, or a family reunion? I was recently told that a survey was taken in America. Which would you rather have, $1,000 cash or a reunion with your family at Thanksgiving? And almost everybody said, I'd rather be with my family at Thanksgiving. Keep the money. And I say, Lord, that is something to be thankful for, especially a family that honors you. But the supreme thing is to thank God for his eternal gift of life through Jesus, his Son, who paid the price we could never pay on a cross that sad, sad day. Sad? No, friend. It was hard for Jesus to bear the wrath of his Father for those 3 hours. But what a glad day for those of us who have benefited from his redeeming work. And we say, thank you, God, for your unspeakable gift of a Savior in the person of your Son at this Thanksgiving season.
Well, Dr. Whitcomb, it is certainly good for us to think about a passage like that and to think about the lessons we see from the Pilgrim Fathers and to think about giving thanks. And this is the month that we focus on that, as certainly we ought. I want to say to our listeners, please utilize all the resources we have here to prepare yourself for Thanksgiving. If you type in the keyword Thanksgiving in our sermon archive, you'll see sermons where Dr. Whitcomb has touched on that theme, and you'll see other resources that can help you to focus your heart and mind on Thanksgiving this year. We certainly want to wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. We hope that you're taking time to prepare for that, not only yourself and in your home, but with your church family. And Dr. Whitcomb, I wonder if you could just conclude this short recording that we have for this special holiday week by saying a word to those who are listening today. And you've already shared with them, of course, the ultimate reason and means for giving thanks, and that's through Christ our Savior. I wonder if you could just share a personal word from your own experience. I know you're looking forward to spending time with your own personal family this Thanksgiving, and I wonder if you could just share with people out there the joy that you have this particular Thanksgiving season, you personally, and what it will mean to you and how you will celebrate this year. And then, if you would, please give us a closing word of prayer to wrap all of this up.
Well, I just thank the Lord, dear friends, for the 83 years he's given me to serve him on this earth. More than 60 of those years as a Christian, as I came to my Savior, I thank God for every remembrance of this event. One night in that dormitory room in Princeton University, Pine Hall, in February of 1943, a missionary from Afghanistan and India opened the Bible and showed me who Jesus Christ really is. And that night, I acknowledged him as my Lord and my Savior. All things passed away. Oh, God, thank you. All things became new. I have never been the same. And friend, what a basis for Thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for everything that you have planned and accomplished and everything you wrote in the Bible to tell us what you did and what you can do if we trust you. May this Thanksgiving be the first Thanksgiving ever in each of our lives where we just stop and think, what has God done? What has he said in the Bible that he's done for which we can be eternally thankful and grateful? Friend, let's pray to him. Thank you, Father, for your mercies that never fail. Help just open our eyes to see, even just for a moment, even at this Thanksgiving time, how great and glorious and gracious and loving you are. How thankful we are, Father, for that statement you entrusted to us, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Father, for your Son, and for the salvation he paid for that is free for those who receive it. May it be a great opportunity to share with family, neighbors, friends, yes, all over the world. I pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.